Greetings, listeners. Welcome to the Cold Fusion Now podcast, where we bring you the latest developments in the science and engineering of Cold Fusion Lenner. I'm your host, Ruby Carrot. I'm speaking with Dr. Jean-Paul Barbirien, a professor of physics at the University of Marseille-Lumini, France, where he began researching cold fusion in 1993 until he retired to work in his own private laboratory. Dr. Barbirien is the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science and author of Fusion in All Its Forms, Cold Fusion, ITER, Alchemy, Biological Transmutations, published in French and English. Dr. Jean-Paul Barbirien, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to begin with the recent interview you had with the French press. Can you tell us about CNews and what prompted their interview?
Well, CNews is a news channel, you know, they just have news all the time. And I never watched TV, so I never knew about CNews. I knew it existed. And so a journalist called me asking me if I wanted to have an interview. So I said, sure, about cold fusion. So I said, no problem. I go to Paris and we have the interview. He was a nice guy and he was very open and he is a positive person. He was not going to challenge what I was saying. So that was very convenient and very, very fun, actually, very fun experience, relaxing one.
And what was the context that they were interested in cold fusion?
Well, they're interested by the applications, obviously. Well, it's very important for people everywhere in the world, and in France in particular, to have a new source of energy. So he was very interested by that, not really by the scientific side.
We are all waiting for technology, but there's still a lot of science to figure out. Now, you have done many experiments in your career, from plasma discharge to thin film transmutations. Out of all of the experiments, which of them do you view as the most important and why?
I started working really intensively with Georges Longchamp in Grenoble and done some replication of Bunsen-Fleischmann type of experiments with electrolysis. But I think what's more important is gas phase experiments, because temperature is a very important factor. You don't want low temperature, low grade heat. You want high temperature in order to transform it later into electricity. So the only solution there is at the moment, I mean, the most practical one is to work in gas phase. As you know, I mean, nickel and palladium are melt at high temperature. So it is really possible to work at high temperature if we use those metals. But they are not the only one. I work with proton conductors. We work at high temperature as well. So I think the future is in gas phase experiments more than electrolysis or water-based experiments or plasma physics. Plasma is very unstable and difficult to control. So I'm more interested in gas phase experiments, even though I'm doing all kinds of experiments at the moment in my lab. I'm running electrolysis as well, but I'm more focused in gas phase. I think this is the future.
Jean-Paul Barbirien, you are the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science. How have experimental trends been reflected in the journal articles? And also, what trends do you see in the journal for the future?
And when we started the journal, it was more than 10 years ago. I mean, exactly 10 years ago, actually, the first volume came out. It took 2 years to have the second volume. So it was really slow process at that time. And then things are speeding up. And I'm amazed by the number of papers that are waiting in my list of papers to be published soon, because more people are interested. And also not only theoretical papers, but also experimental papers. So this is very good news, because what we lack is good experiments. Now, as you know, this field is very it's very unique because there's both scientific side and industrial side. People are split into being open and talking about their results and keeping them secret in order to get funding from all kinds of sources. So I don't know. I think there are more than what is being published in the field of cold fusion at the moment. People are being more and more secretive, indicating that there are breakthroughs coming up. And soon we get news, I guess, good news.
Let's talk about your book, Fusion in All Its Forms. What inspired you to write this personal story of cold fusion history? And how did Stanley Pons come to write the preface?
Interesting question. There was no book in French, first of all, about cold fusion. There were a number of books in English, but none in French. So that was my opportunity to write one. But I'm not a good writer. I don't like writing. I'm really not a good writer at all, you know. And so it took me quite a few years and attempts to succeed. So I wrote the first test, second one, third one. And finally, I wrote my own story. It was easier. So I did it on a subjective side and not objective side. I wanted to tell my story about my life in cold fusion, basically. Mm-hmm. So that worked pretty well. And the idea of a preface by Stan Pons, well, I needed someone to write a preface. So I thought Stan is a good candidate. I met Stan in 1993, the first time, I think. We became very good friends very quickly. And at one point, I was even ready to go to work with him in Sofia Antipolis in 1995, 1996 at that time. But then the lab closed up and the whole thing fell down. But I kept good relations with Stan. Once in a while, I mean, maybe every 2 years, I go and talk to him. And we have a good time. So it was, I said, maybe I will ask him to write a preface for my book. And he did. So I was very happy about it. That was the first time after maybe almost 20 years that he did something officially, you know. So it's good news for me and for other people. If we read the preface, it's a very interesting preface.
Yes. Stanley Pons, of course, living in France since the early 90s, has not returned to the U.S. since. He has a tremendous story to tell as well. But Dr. Biberian, a new French Society of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science dedicated to lead and research has just recently formed. Can you say what's behind the exploding interest in cold fusion in France?
It's quite interesting. For I don't know what reasons, somehow people ask me for TV interviews, or I mean internet type of interviews. So I'm very popular on the French side of cold fusion. So when people dig into cold fusion, they end up with my name, and I'm very open. I give my email address and I give my phone number, so people call me or write me. So I have maybe 500 or 600 contacts of people interested by cold fusion. Some people, I mean, curious by curiosity. Some more involved. So we realize there are a lot of people interested in cold fusion in France, and we don't know where they are. So maybe we should make a group of those people. There is a similar group in Japan. There's one in Russia, but there's nothing like that in France. So with Mathieu Valat, we decided to have a society to unite all these people. And last year, we had our first meeting, which was really a success. I mean, 50 people came up, so that was very good. So we were impressed. We had very good talks also. For instance, there was a group of two, Michel Buxerolles and Jacques Curgeon, who made their first experiments of cold fusion in 1989 with electrolysis, and they found there was specialists in neutron measurements, and they measured neutrons. So
Wow.
That was very exciting because this was never published before. So that was a chance to publish this data. So I was happy with that. And there are some other people that have found accidentally some abnormalous effects with nickel films. And he couldn't reproduce it, obviously, but he found it. He had some accident, some sort of accident he couldn't explain. So all these people were involved in cold fusion without knowing it. They didn't know the field existed even at the beginning. And now we could put them together. So next meeting will be in March 2018. And it will be in Paris so that more people can come. And we hope to have more people than we had here in Avignon last year. So it's a good start. We need some kind of organization to be together. We have a mailing list also, a Google group where we can exchange ideas. So that's useful also.
We'll be right back after this. Be sure to mark your calendars for the next International Conference on Condensed Matter Nuclear Science, ICCF 21, being held in the Laurie Student Center at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado, U.S. The conference runs next summer, June 3rd through the 8th, 2018. For more information and registration, go to www.iccf21.com. We're speaking with physicist Dr. Jean-Paul Beyberian on LENA research in France. Well, what are you working on right now?
Okay. I have 4, 5, 6 experiments going on almost simultaneously. I'm working, if I tour my lab, mentally speaking, I've done some work from left to right. There is a plasma discharge experiment with microwave. This is an experiment that has been created by George Egerle from Hungary. He gave me one of his devices, and I've done some experiments with carbon powders, and I've seen by electron microscopy, I've seen transmutations. So at the moment, I've done some experiments, and the analysis is underway by ICP to measure exactly the composition, because the analysis by electron microscopy is not accurate enough. It's too local, so I need the bulk analysis. So that's very important at least for transmutation purposes.
Wow.
Then I do experiment with nickel and alloys of nickel with hydrogen or deuterium, and I've seen some excess heat at certain circumstances, but I cannot reproduce it exactly every time. And what's important, it seems that the temperature is important. It doesn't happen at low temperature, but at higher temperature. Second is I have developed a new type of calorimeter, which is a heat flow calorimeter, which is extremely sensitive to excess heat. I can measure very accurately and at high temperature. At high temperature, I mean I can go up to maybe 800 degrees centigrade, and maybe more. And there I tried different types of powders, from palladium powder to nickel powders and alloys. Then I'm doing an experiment called, in 1996, Stan Ponce gave, at the ICCF, I don't remember, 6, I think, he gave a talk about the Icarus 9 calorimeter, which is a electrolysis experiment. And I talked with Stan Ponce. I wanted to reproduce this experiment. So he said, okay, we can do it. And we've managed to find the guy who did the construction of the cell. So I had 2 cells made identical to the one he used 20 years ago. And at the moment, I'm doing experiments with that apparatus. I have some indication there is some excess heat, but I'm not. It's a long time. I mean, these experiments are very long because you have to put the palladium electrode for a month before starting to see anything. So I'm using some of the electrodes that he gave me. And the last one I'm using now is a gold palladium alloy. Nobody has used this kind of electrode. And gold is very important because there has been demonstration that gold layers at the surface can create some special conditions. So this is the experiment I'm doing now. And then I have experiment. And then finally, I'm doing also biological transmutation experiments with bacteria, looking for transmutation. Well, so that keeps me busy from early in the morning to late at night, you know, 7 days a week.
Wow, it sounds very exciting. Every single experiment we could put a whole team on. Well, I wish you much luck with your experiments, and thank you for being with us, Dr. Jean-Paul Biberian.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with physicist Dr. Jean-Paul Biberian, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science and author of Fusion in All Its Forms, on the status of LENA research in France. Find new episodes of the Cold Fusion Now podcast at www.coldfusionnow.org and on iTunes. Until next time, I'm Ruby Carrot.